As Hashem continued, Pele Yoitz, Ayis Alish in the 105, in our discussion of Orchim, guests, inviting guests to your house. We discussed yesterday how this is a mitzvah rabbah. This is a tremendous mitzvah. And we explained that a person's Oichel Peir Seim Ba'ilam Azeh, the benefits of this mitzvah, he reaps just the fruit of it here in this world, but the Keren Kayem is the main principle of this mitzvah, is waiting for the person in the Olam Haba. Now, the Pelioids brings from the Chayvus Halvavus in the Hakdama that as much as we are encouraged to invite people to our homes and houses, we have to be careful. We have to be careful. And if you don't know the person, we're going to see that you should honor him as much as possible, but be concerned about his situation. It sounds a little contradictory, but it's really not. Honor him as much as possible, but be concerned, and we'll see also, don't leave valuables around when you have guests around, because you don't want to come to suspect them. Now, we're not talking about guests you don't know. And even in that situation, you have no reason to leave, you know, things around that shouldn't be left around. Because if you can't find it, well, the only other person that was here was him. So what happens to a person's mind? He starts saying, nah, he couldn't be him, couldn't be her. Well, if it wasn't left around in the first place, then you never suspect him. So be responsible. That's our, as the host, our responsibility. Listen to what he says over here. It says like this, Michlau has a hirus. Don't be a tzaddik harbe. Don't be an extra righteous, pious person. What does this mean? He says, be careful what it says in Ben Siro. Based on Gemara Yevam Samach Gimel Beis. Yes, do the mitzvah chnasas orchim, but not every single person should come to your house. And I want to tell you something. And I'm not saying this so the women listening to this shiur right now should say, oh, I had to play this for my husband. He's not in the group. But I want to tell you something. Listen to your wives. Women have bina yisera. They have this extra vision intellect. And I remember I had a situation where I saw a scenario, whatever it was, you know, I grew up, my parents, my father brought anybody who needed anything. That's how I was raised. When I see somebody who maybe he could use, I brought him to my house also. After the person left, I didn't know the person too well. My wife says to me, you know this person? I said, no, not really, not too well. I don't think he's such an honest person. And she was telling us to be like, in other words, like, we got to be careful. It wasn't a Lashon Hara situation. It was a Toyalis. Sometime later, I found out some things. And never I told my wife. I never went back to her. Because then that could be Lashon Hara. But she had this Bina Yaseira. Nashim have this Bina Yaseira, this extra intuition that men don't have this. So that's what I'm saying. Listen to your wives about these situations. And he says, "Lo yakol tovi al beisecha." Don't bring everybody to your house. Shem yadeya boy she'ena ish toiv lo yivyei al beisoy. If you know the person's not of the best are mentioned, the best nicest people, don't bring them to your house. Now a prat im ena yelo bayis echad im ish toiv. Now he's talking about in those days when they only had one room. Bayis meant a room. Im yikabel arech beisoy she yisha nimoy beisoy aver hi biyodei. Says, in this situation, if you bring somebody who's not a respectable individual, instead of that doing a mitzvah, the person can be doing an avera. Fine. Then listen to this. V'gam kishikabol ayreach v'beisoy. Yishmar nechasim imenu kidei shelo yovel lochashdeim yechzer lo yishum davar. When you bring someone to your house, don't leave hundreds of dollars of bills laying on the kitchen table. I mean, if you have $100 bills, let's talk after this year. Okay? don't leave it on the kitchen table. Because then all of a sudden you're counting five of them. You know what? You only got four. You know, you just went to the bank. Well, the only other person in the house was that guest. You asked her to come sit down for a drink of water. Don't bring that situation to a possibility. Now listen to this. Meseches Derech Eretz Rabba. There's a Mesechta called Derech Eretz Rabba. Mesechtes Ktanus. Small Mesechta. In Perikei. Says Chazal, Kol Odom. Every person have a Choshdon Kilistin. You should be concerned that the person is like a thief. Umechabdon Kirabon Gamliel. But honor them like Rabbi Gamliel. There's a ma'isa brought down that Rabbi Yeshua invited a guest to his house. Ve'achiloi, and he gave him to eat. Ve'ishkahu, and he gave him to drink. Ve'aleihu le'aliyo lishoin, and he brought him to the top, the attic, to sleep. Mom is treating him like a king. What did he do? But he took away the ladder. Took away the ladder after he went up there. B'chatzia lailo, in the middle of the night, kom ha'ireyach, the guest stole everything he can. V'gonav kol ha'shabaliya, everything that was in the attic, in the top, he stole it. He packed it up. U'ksharotze leireid, and when he wanted to leave, he went to the ladder. Nafal min aliyah, he fell from the attic, and nishbaro rakel, he broke his leg. Amar lo, Rabbi Yeshua says to him, Kvar kadumcho rabono nishomru havi choish dun kilistim. Rabbi Yeshua said, Chazal already preceded you. And they said, honor them like Rabbi Gamliel, honor them. But be concerned, there might be thieves. And that's, he said, I followed Chazal, and this is, I was saved. Now, that's not talking about the people you know. That's not talking about the people you know. This is talking about the people you don't know, and if you bring them to your house. Okay? What the Pel Yoyitz here is telling us is, yes, Mekai in the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim, but use Seichel. Don't forget to use Seichel. And if you think there's an issue, or precede it, be proactive, and don't leave things around that you want to make sure they're there afterwards as well.